And now to disturbing news about teacher hiring. If a teacher sent inappropriate text messages to a student and was also caught on video shoving another student, would you hire him? Well, chances are you wouldn't even know about it. This week, a USA Today investigation showed that teachers with histories of misconduct and serious abuse are able to move from school to school. Now, less than 1% of teachers have faced disciplinary action, but USA Today's year-long investigation found that there's no complete national database tracking them. Steve Riley is an investigative reporter and data specialist at USA Today. And Steve, why don't you start with the case of Alexander Stormer? That's the teacher I mentioned to start, a troubled past in Georgia, but then hired in North Carolina.
That's correct. Alexander Stormer is one of the teachers we kind of found in our review of state data from across the country. He had his license revoked in Georgia after he allegedly pushed one student by the chest into a wall, dragged another student by the arm into a hallway and injured allegedly the arm. And then a few days later was found to be sending inappropriate text messages to another student. So this string of allegations, he is no longer allowed to teach in Georgia. And lo and behold, we find he was until recently teaching in North Carolina. And what happened was he lost his ability to teach in one state and essentially just crossed state lines and continued his career in the classroom.
Well, there's another story that's even more horrifying. It was in the news. People might be familiar with it. In 1997, a young West Virginia fifth grader died, as you write, of what was believed to be a head injury on a camping trip. 8 years later, what was discovered?
The investigators eventually discovered principal of the school in West Virginia, who Jeremy Bell had gone on the trip with, Edgar Friedrichs, had abused the student and was eventually found to have killed him. In the course of that investigation, they looked at the past of this educator and found he was also accused of misconduct in Pennsylvania. And the district in Pennsylvania essentially recommended him to this other district in West Virginia and kind of facilitated his move across state lines to teach somewhere else.
Even though he'd been dismissed by that Pennsylvania school for sexual misconduct allegations years earlier. So this is alarming at the very least. What is the status of the screening? There's no national database. How are teachers hired?
So the broader picture, there is an informal database. It's not run by any government agency. It's called the NASDEC Clearinghouse. And it's run by a small nonprofit. All states report instances of discipline into that nonprofit. What USA Today and its news partners did is we gathered data from all 50 states on disciplined teachers. We also obtained copies of the NASDEC Clearinghouse, and we compared the two. And we found thousands of names missing. And so there's been discussion over the years about whether keeping track of teacher misconduct is a federal government function, whether it should be tracked comprehensively no matter what state it happens in. But so far, it's only recorded in this NASDEC clearinghouse.
Well, and there have been bills proposed to require the Department of Education to create a national database that would track teachers, you know, guilty of misconduct. But that hasn't gone anywhere precisely because other lawmakers are arguing that this should be a local issue. But the fact that it is a local issue is the problem, isn't it? It's what's keeping this information from being spread across the country.
Absolutely. The discussion is centered around, obviously, each state runs its own teacher credentialing program, and that's been the system for a long time. And this discussion is centered around, should the federal government play a role in facilitating the sharing of information between states? And also, there was recently Senator Pat Toomey and Joe Manchin had legislation that would require states to do background checks on teachers before credentialing them.
Yeah.
And that has met with opposition and hasn't been passed.
Well, we're going to link to your article at hearandnow.org. It includes a tracker you've put together where people can click on and see how their state fares when it comes to this problem. But meanwhile, are you hearing, maybe it's just going to start now, any outrage at the fact that, I mean, some schools are letting teachers resign, letting, you know, firing them, knowing that they're going to go on to another school? It's sort of like the Catholic priest scandal. Are people starting to wonder, well, wait a second, what's the responsibility of the school where the problem originally was?
That's right. There has been for years this kind of problem that's been out in the open about schools wanting to get rid of a bad teacher, and instead of going through a formal process to discipline them or report them, they might transfer them to another school. Late last year, there was, as an amendment to federal education legislation, there was a provision that prohibited schools from transferring teachers who are accused of sexual misconduct. So we'll see what that does to address the issue.
Steve Riley, an investigative reporter and data specialist at USA Today, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And by the way, we mentioned we'd have that tracker for you at hereandnow.org. Some of the states that have the worst ways of screening teachers, the worst tracking of teachers, include Maryland, Louisiana, Massachusetts. Again, we'll have it at hereandnow.org.